Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, May 31st. Owen Sound's water and wastewater rates are rising by more than 5% this summer, and the city's mayor says he hopes taxpayers realize increases are likely to get bigger in the next few years.
We're running into inflation that we know about in the last 6 months. We know interest rates are going to go up, which puts more pressure on any time we borrow money to do any of the infrastructure that we need to do. So it's probably going to get worse in the coming years or more challenging in the coming years.
With a 5% increase for 2022, the average annual bill will be just over $1,400 or an increase of $5.66 a month. The wastewater surcharge will increase by 6.2%. Meaford Council is requesting a report on short-term accommodation rentals to reassess available methods of regulating them as part of its official plan review. The last time the municipality considered options was in 2020. Some on Meaford Council are concerned the number of rentals has grown since and is affecting rental housing availability. Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney says while she supports tourism, she believes the number of these rentals has grown.
We believe we've over 200, and just to kind of get ahead of things, I thought we should have a look at, whether or not we want any restrictions or regulating authorities or anything placed upon them.
Council is requesting staff bring them a report detailing the number of short-term accommodation rentals in the municipality, as well as complaints received by municipal enforcement about those rentals. Pride Month starts tomorrow, and communities throughout Grey Bruce are holding a number of events to recognize the 2S LGBTQ plus community. Grey Bruce Pride will raise their flag at Owen Sound City Hall at 9 in the morning. There will be several events throughout Kincardine for Pride Month, including flag raisings at the Kincardine Library at 10, the Davidson Center at 11, and the Tiverton Fire Hall at 6 in the evening. The Pride Parade in Kincardine is set for June 25th, and there will also be two Rainbow Diversity Training Workshops in June. The town of Saugeen Shores is raising the rainbow flag tomorrow at 10 a.m. outside the Nuclear Innovation Institute. Canada's Auditor General says as she nears the third year of her mandate, she's feeling more frustrated than hopeful. Karen Hogan released four reports today. Some key findings include Indigenous and Black offenders experienced poorer outcomes than any other groups in Canada's correctional system. Her office also found that veterans waited almost 10 months for a decision when applying for benefits. On the provincial election campaign trail today, Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca talked about his belief in a public health care system, promising that if elected, his party would put $1 billion over 2 years into clearing the surgery and diagnostic backlog. He says they'd also hire tens of thousands of health care workers. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says her party plans to hire 30,000 more nurses and 10,000 PSWs. The New Democrats want to expand OHIP to include mental health, prescription drugs, and lower dental costs. Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford claims the Liberals will reverse his government's decision to scrap license plate sticker fees and give the money back to drivers. His party issued a statement today saying the Liberals don't think $120 is a lot of money for Ontario families. He says his party thinks it is. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 190 points to 20,729. The Dow Jones is down 222 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.06 U.S. cents, up 0.04 of a cent. And the price of oil is up 2 cents to $115.09 a barrel. In sports, Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers visit the Colorado Avalanche tonight for Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. That's an 8 o'clock puck drop. The East Final between Tampa Bay and New York starts tomorrow after the Rangers knocked out the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 7 with a 6-2 win. In the Ontario Hockey League playoffs tonight, it's Game 6 in the West Final between the Flint Firebirds and Windsor Spitfires, with Flint holding a 3-2 series lead. Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays open a 3-game series at home against the Chicago White Sox tonight. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, one game tonight at Desboro between the Royals and Bears. Canadian Layla Annie Fernandez is out of the French Open after a loss in three sets in the quarterfinals earlier today. And you can find results from the OFSA Boys Field Lacrosse Tournament in Owen Sound, as well as progress for the Grey Highlands Girls Rugby Team in Cobourg, posted today on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.